Masechtas Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnahs continue explaining line by line the Vidui Ma'aser that said at the time of the Bira Ma'aser, at the end of Pesach, on the fourth and seventh year of the Ma'aser cycle. And it's going through the Psukim that give the exact text of this Vidui, this proclamation that he makes. The Psukim are in Parshas Ki Savai. And we started already in the previous Mishnah, we pick up where we left off. Mishnah Yud Aleph. He continues saying, Kichol mitzvascha asher tzivisani. I did it according to all the commands that you commanded me. So Mishnah explains, what's this referring to? Ha im hikdim ma'aser sheni l'rishon, ein yachol lisvadis. But if he took off the ma'aser sheni before the ma'aser rishon, then he can't say the vidui, this vidui. He's supposed to take the ma'aser off in the proper order, first truma, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni. If he didn't do the order properly, he can't say this line. This line of kichol mitzvascha, according to all the commands, is the fact that they were done in the specific order that the Torah says. The text continues, la'avarti mitzvasecha, I did not transgress your mitzvahs. La'yifrashti mimin al she'eni minei, I did not separate from one species on behalf of another species for trumas and maaseres. That's the transgressing the command. La'yavarti mitzvasecha. So it's taken from one min on another min. Also, it includes v'leimen atalash al mechaber, not taking trumas and maaseres from something that's attached, picked already on behalf of something that's attached to the ground, or leimen mechaber al atalash. The opposite case, taking trumas and maaseres from something attached to the ground on behalf of something that's picked, v'leimen achadash al yashan, not from something from the new crop on behalf of the old crop, v'leimen yashan al achadash, not from the old crop on behalf of the new crop. All these changes in the two different types of produce are go into the line of le'avarti b'mitzvasecha. The next line is le'shachach v'le'shachachti, I did not forget. The Mishnah says that's referring to le'shachachti m'le'varechacha u'm'la'haskir shimchalav. I did not forget to make the bracha. There was a bracha that said when taking off trumas and maaseres, and I mentioned your name, m'le'haskir shimcha, I mentioned your name when I said the bracha. I said Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and if he did not make the bracha, then he would not be able to say the vidui because of this line. Mishnah Yud Beis continues the text. La'achalti v'ayni mimenu, I did not eat from the ma'aser sheni while I was a'inin. So the Mishnah says that's teaching ha'im achle ba'anina. If he did eat it while he was a'inin, eni achlas vadis, then he would not be able to say this vidui. A'inin is somebody whose close relative passed away. So on the day of the death, and even after the burial, midaraisa, he's an einin, he's exempt from all mitzvahs, at least until the burial, but he has this einin status the whole day, and midarabanan, it extends even to the night afterwards. So as an einin, he's not allowed to eat from the ma'aser sheni. If he did, he can't say the ma'aser sheni. The text continues, v'leviyarti mimenu b'tamei, I didn't remove the ma'aser while I was tamei. This is separate. The Mishnah says, "Ha'im hifrishay b'tuma eni achalas vadis." But if he did separate the meiser while he was tamei, and then he caused the actual meiser to become tamei, then that would be a problem, and he would not be able to say the vidui because of this. The text continues, "V'le nasati mimenu l'meis." I did not give from the meiser to a dead person. So the Mishnah teaches that's not only referring to actually giving the fruit or taking, let's say, truma ma'aser oil and smearing it on a dead body. Not even that, but even the money from ma'aser sheni. Le'lakachti mimenu arim b'tachrichim l'meis. I didn't purchase with ma'aser sheni money a coffin or shrouds for a dead person. V'lein nesatev l'ainin nemachayim, and I didn't give the ma'aser sheni to einin, who would be forbidden to eat it. That all is included in le'lein nesati mimenu l'meis. Then it continues, Shamati b'kol Hashem alekai, I listen to the voice of Hashem my God, which is referring to Hevesiv l'beis ha'bechira, I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Bikurim that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to Hashem. And the Mishnah ends off with the rest, more of the text, Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani, I did like all you commanded me. The Mishnah says that Samachti v'simachti boi, I rejoiced while eating the Meiser, in the Ma'aser Sheni or Bikurim, v'simachti bai, and I caused others to rejoice as well. I shared it with other people, and we all rejoiced. We had simcha in the mitzvah of these Ma'aser and Bikurim. And the next Mishnah is going to continue finishing off the text of the Vidui Ma'aser.